This is Akashvani, the news read by Hin Bia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met President Draupadi Murmu this evening and staked claim to form the government. Speaking outside Rashtrapati Bhavan, Mr. Modi stated that NDA will form a strong, stable and growth-oriented government. He said, people have given NDA government one more chance and this 18th Lok Sabha is the house of new and youthful energy. He said, his government will fulfill the hopes and aspirations of the people of the country.
ये 18वीं लोकसभा एक प्रकार से नई ऊर्जा, युवा ऊर्जा और कुछ कर गुजरने के इरादे वाली ये लोकसभा है और आजादी का अमृत महोत्सव के बाद का ये पहला चुनाव है और एक प्रकार से ये वो 25 वर्ष हैं जो हमारे अमृतकाल के 25 वर्ष साथियों एनडीए सरकार को तीसरी बार देश की सेवा करने का देशवासियों ने आदेश दिया है अवसर दिया है मैं देशवासियों का फिर से एक बार ये अवसर देने के लिए हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड द स्टेबल गवर्नमेंट विल प्रूव बेनिफिशियल फॉर इंडिया एंड इट्स इकॉनमी एज वेल एज द यूथ
हम भारतवासी खुद नसीब हैं कि इतने बड़े संकटों के बावजूद भी हम आज विश्व की सबसे तेज गति से बढ़ने वाली इकोनॉमी के रूप में जाने गए हैं ग्रोथ के विषय में भी दुनिया में हमारी वाहवाही हो रही है अब एक स्टेबल गवर्नमेंट मिलने के कारण और परिचित व्यवस्था और नेतृत्व मिलने के कारण दुनिया का भारत के प्रति रुझान आना बहुत तेज गति से होने वाला है और मुझे विश्वास है कि देश के सभी राज्यों को इसका लाभ मिलेगा देश की युवा पीढ़ी को सबसे ज्यादा लाभ मिलेगा
Mr. Modi will take oath as the Prime Minister for the third time on Sunday evening. The oath-taking ceremony will be held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi informed this during the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu will administer the oath to Narendra Modi and his new cabinet. Earlier in the day, NDA Parliamentary Party unanimously elected Narendra Modi as its leader. During the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting at the Central Hall of the Old Parliament Building in New Delhi, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh moved a proposal to elect Mr. Modi as NDA leader and it was supported by the leaders of all NDA allies. Mr. Modi has also been elected as the leader of BJP in Lok Sabha and BJP Parliamentary Party. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that every moment of his life is dedicated to upholding the noble values enshrined in the Constitution of India given by Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is only due to the Constitution that a person like me, born into poverty and a backward family, is able to serve the nation." He said, "Country's Constitution gives crores of people hope, strength and dignity." Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has demanded a high-level probe to investigate the alleged irregularities in the NEET exam. In a social media post today, Mr. Kharge said a high-level investigation should be conducted under the supervision of the Supreme Court. He alleged that paper leaks, rigging and corruption have become an integral part of many examinations, including NEET. He blamed the government for irregularities in the exams. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 8th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The Reserve Bank has said it is considering to set up a digital payments intelligence platform to mitigate payment fraud risk. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heat wave conditions over parts of East India, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh during next 4 days. During next 2 days, maximum temperature will rise by about 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over East India. Heat wave will also prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha, Punjab and Haryana. Women's 50-meter rifle three positions specialist Sifat Kaur Samra won a bronze medal today on the concluding day of the International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF World Cup rifle or pistol in Munich as India ended the competition with two medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.